It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
The police!
When Ham the astroturf says, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Monday, June 14th, 2021. You know what that means, right, Jim?
Sure.
Flag Day!
Oh, of course.
That's why all the flags are on McCulloch.
I came in the back way. I didn't.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Sorry. I missed,
that's all
I
laughing,
missed the
Jim.
Show.
What's the back way?
A the mesquite? Back way. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You took the coming back
from
road.
The, you know, I come from the sticks up the...
Yeah.
Crystal Beach.
You took the back roads to the mothership. That just sounds funny. Yeah. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. We got a great show today with River Cities United Way, a couple of representatives. Robert Starkey is here from Donor Support. Did I get that right?
Sure.
I got the title right. Well, what was the first title?
Director of Change.
I thought it was that, or that was changing, or something
yeah.
in transition.
Yeah.
Anyway, always fun to play
yes.
with Robert, and
yes.
and just
it's
yeah,
good.
He gets
good.
All serious on you, you know. So you got to keep it.
Somebody
you
has
keep
to.
The jocularity up, right?
That's
as
right.
As Father Mulcahy used to say on Nash, it's all about jocularity. Remember that?
No.
Carol Langford is here as well. She returns, United Way volunteer and Unisource admin.
Hello.
How are you?
Fabulous. Absolutely you're, fabulous.
You're
thanks
sitting
for being
over
back.
There like a sponge just watching. Let's see how he does this. Let's see how he does that.
I love it.
Yeah. You like the multitask aspect of it.
I do.
Of the hosting duties. So the big news over the weekend, no, not that I played
Mauplin. I was going to say.
And no, not that.
Black Cat X,
it was
huh?
Bob Bilbray's kind of his birthday party over at the Old Town Saloon. And again, happy birthday, Bob. I got to wish him happy birthday in person.
Yeah.
74. I wasn't going to say that on the air, but he said, don't worry about it. So, no, the Suns swept their series. That was pretty amazing with the Denver Nuggets. They closed them out last night by 7 points. They go on to play the winner of the Utah Jazz and LA Clippers, and the Jazz lead that series 2-1. Now, the interesting part about that, I don't know if you follow the NBA at all, the Jazz are the number one seed. They were the number one team in the West. The Suns were number two. So that could get really interesting, and that'll be the battle to go on to the finals to play whomever represents the East. That's on our sports station later on this week when the playoffs resume for the Phoenix Suns. Tonight it'll be the Diamondbacks at San Francisco. Ooh, that's going to be a tough road. Diamondbacks looking pretty grim lately, but 6:45 first pitch, again 9:80 a.m., 100.5 and 94.3 FM. And also we have the Patriot Guard Riders have a dedication this Saturday. It's for Jasmine Poffenbarger. She is a Lake Havasu High School graduate from 2020. 17 years young, she enlisted in the U.S. Army. And they're having a staging at the high school at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. and a flag line, 10:25 at the American Legion Post 81, and the ceremony is at 10:40. And I'm told here to bring your own water if you're going to ride on this PGR mission. No water will be provided for riders. So there you have it, this Saturday.
So we're sending her off to a military career?
I believe so, or welcoming her back. I'll have to read it closer, okay. But it's a calling all Patriot Guard riders. Call on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the high school. So anyway, Robert. You have a fall luau coming up.
Yeah.
Thank God it's in the fall and not right now.
Right, yeah. Nobody likes this heat.
Yeah,
so we did a luau back in 2019 in November, so same time frame that we're looking for this one. It was a sold-out event. We had 250 seats to sell, and we sold out completely. We even had people knocking on the door and calling us the week of the event trying to get tickets. We unfortunately had to turn away and tell them, we want to see the next one, but we were at capacity for the room.
Doesn't get better than that for an event, does it?
Better than that would have had the capacity available.
Yeah, to
we
accommodate
could have taken
them.
It. That would have been great. But, so we're doing our can't say annual, because we, unfortunately, due to COVID, we're unable to do last year.
Do we have to make a biannual now? That was my question earlier.
Yeah, we're gonna try and do this annually moving forward. So, yeah.
It was so successful. So are we ready to throw out some dates?
Yeah, let's do it.
I agree.
Wait a minute. That's kind of a pun when you think about Hawaii and dates.
Some dates.
Oh. I
that's
need
why
a
you get
one.
Paid the big bucks.
That's
right. Well, I'm going to throw out those dates. We're looking at November 12th and November 13th here in Lake Havasu at the beautiful Nautical Inn Resort right on the island, on the cove. Anybody that was there last year, and I should say in 2019, wish it was last year, but anybody there in 2019, we're reaching back out to you as we're going to go ahead and start to promote this beautiful event. And it's going to be bigger and spectacular. So two nights for you to choose from. We're pretty pleased and looking at raising some good money again. 2019 was a successful fundraiser, and we're looking to even be more successful.
You know, it's good when it goes from a one-night event to a two-night event. This is
absolutely
growing.
Yeah,
right.
So, what will people get to look forward to?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked. Coming in, we do a mix and mingle. We got a VIP check-in where the VIPs will be presented their lays and take photos and. Start to mark their seats, where they're going to be seated. They're seated in an area that's closest to the buffet. They will, when we announce our dinner's ready, the VIPs get to go through the line first and gather their food on their plate first before the general admission. We take them out after that's done, and we take them outside to a photo op area where they get to take some photos with the performers before we get started with the performance. We take them down to the cove area of the Nautical where the stage is set up, and we got our performers out there, and we bring everybody out and enjoy a really nice Hawaiian-style performance by some really great performers that are trained under Myra from Hula Las Vegas. So Myra does a lot of performances all throughout the state of Nevada and Arizona, and so she's got a great team. They do a really authentic performance.
Hula Las Vegas. Kind of like a playoff at Viva Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
So these are then Hawaiian-appropriate types of entertainment?
Our goal when we plan this is to make this as authentic to Hawaiian. If you went to Hawaii and did a luau out there, it's bringing it here. So every element of it is planned around that goal.
So does that mean a roast pig and
everything? Yeah.
And all
so
of that is
we'll
the,
go over that
so do
menu.
You
we got
dig
the,
it in the ground and things.
They don't.
The nautical
they don't,
frown on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they didn't do it in the ground, but they. It was so good. It was so good. So we have the menu. We'll go over that with you. We've got some volunteer needs. We want to cover that today during the show.
Let's throw out that menu. We're talking about that fabulous food, and we got Kalua pig. There it is, and we've got the mahi-mahi, which was delicious. Everybody raved about that delicious fish. The huli-huli chicken, so authentic. Hawaiian sticky rice. I hear that is so important to a luau. I have never been to a luau. I was so thrilled to do my first luau in Lake Havasu City. Who would guess? Especially since I grew up on the beach and never made it to a luau. But we had fried rice and ambrosia salad and macaroni salad. Everything staying authentic. We had banana leaves decorations and sweet corn on the cob, Hawaiian sweet rolls, and then hula pie for dessert, which is a pudding, authentic Hawaiian pudding. Everybody raved about it. The chefs at Nautical, they prep this, they test it.
Wow.
They buy all the food, they have it flown in, they go to their vendors, they bring in the sauces, they practice the recipes, and they made a magical meal.
Now, we're lucky because Kim from the Nautical is Hawaiian, so she was able to help make sure that we kept everything on point. So
draw on her own experiences.
Yeah,
making it making it genuine.
Yep.
So, how many people can you accommodate?
So it was a little bit crowded last time, so we're going to reduce the capacity by a little bit. So we're going to take it down to 225 this time. We sold at 250 last time, and so we're just going to reduce it by a couple seats. That'll give us a little bit more room to move around the room.
Right, right, right.
So to be sure I understand it correctly, so the dining will be done in the convention center?
Correct.
So it'll be normal tables and chairs, seating in the convention center for the dining.
Yep.
The luau cooking will be done then outside there?
It's all brought in down the center of the convention center. The room is split in half by the tables where the buffet is set up. It's double-sided, so half the room goes to their side of the buffet and helps themselves down the buffet. And
that kind of a quantity doesn't make that a crowded room at all, then. That'll be very pleasant. And then so then they go from, your patrons go from there then to the beach in the cove.
We take them down to the beach and past all the lit up tikis and light up the path. And it's a really nice, magical experience for them.
Very good. Very good indeed.
Perfect. Did we mention how much the tickets would be?
We are not able to announce that yet.
Okay.
We do have flyers that will be coming out probably in about 2 weeks, and that will have the information on it. We're going to have those flyers up everywhere. So anybody who saw last year's flyer, we're going to keep the theme of the flyer, the design of the flyer, pretty much similar to it. So look for that word Aloha coming up on things, because that's the name of the event that we do. And once we have that out, we will have the pricing on that.
I have like this automatic association with Mr. Hand when I say Aloha. You remember from Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Mm-mm.
He'll say, Aloha, I'm Mr. Hand. Yeah, from the Spicoli.
A lot of references.
The Spicoli movie. Come on. Try to keep up.
I need to get out more. or stay in more.
This is back from the 80s. All right. I know you like classic rock, so I chose classic rock.
Oh, thank you.
And I need to remind everyone, I told Roger I would announce this, Roger Galloway from the county. This Wednesday at 5 p.m., there's a county hall or a county town hall meeting on the proposed budget for fiscal year 2022. It'll be at the Mojave County Administration Building on Beale Street, directly off Interstate 40 in Kingman. Finance Director Coral Lloyd will give a presentation on the proposal to establish a countywide quarter-cent sales tax in exchange for lowering the general fund property tax rate during the town hall. Supervisors Gene Bishop and Travis Lingenfelter will be on hand to answer questions this Wednesday, 5 p.m., County Admin Building in Kingman. So there you have it. We'll come back with Robert Starkey and Carol Langford. They're both from United Way, River City's United Way. And, of course, Brother Jim Russell on,
yes.
I'm supposed to say, Indeed.
I was trying to be different.
All right. On a Monday for Speak Out, I'm Paul LaVoie. Stay with us. We're going to go out with some ZZ Top. Little old band out of Tejas, ZZ Top.
Well,
I love ZZ Top. Frank, Dusty, and Billy. All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK CPA LLC, Springberg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, Connected Computer and Technology, Horizon Community Bank, Arizona Krav Maga, and the Havasu Area Chamber's Business of the Year. Have to congratulate Mojave Mortgage.
Very cool.
Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
I got this text the other night. Were you in on this? I'm like, how could I be in on this?
Yeah.
Really?
Like you have some influence there.
Like somebody really gave me a pay raise on that one. Anyway, Jim, there's always something you like to say about
Yes, indeed. They're just asking for a shot at your business, folks. Give them a try, and when you do, tell them you learned about them on Speak Out.
Absolutely. And, again, happy Flag Day. This one coming from our friends at the Needles Chamber of Commerce. They put flags up this morning all over the city of Needles, and I guess they're looking good. They are in the patriotic spirit, just like we are here in Lake Havasu City. If you take a drive up McCall.
I'll have to exit via McCall.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's all the flags.
We do a neat job for a town our size.
Yeah, I like how it goes around the circle there, Wheeler Park and that. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, we're back with Robert Starkey, River Cities United Way Donor Support, and Carol Langford. She's a volunteer for River Cities United Way and a Unisource admin. Did you take your headset off or something? Because your hair is like, it's kind of Pippi Longstocking.
Wow.
I know they can't see it on the radio, but
yeah.
I just looked and I was like, oh, that was kind of interesting looking. But nice look for you, Carol.
Oh, thank you.
There's no recovering from that, Paul.
I just did.
Thank you.
So we want to talk about volunteer opportunities, especially with events and with River Cities United Way.
Yeah. So we do have a couple volunteer opportunities. We're looking for people who just generally overall want to help out with this event. We got some needs in the parking and shuttle crew. We need some people to help out with setting up decorations, ticket sales, and registration check-in. We need some help with running 50-50 raffles during the event and some advertising crew members. And then a little couple people to help with setting up some photos and stuff for our photographers, lining up people and stuff like that. So if you're interested in volunteering, we can use you in any of those categories. And if we've left anything out, just contact us. We'll fill you in and get you in the right spot that you're comfortable with.
And how do they contact you? Let's throw that out right away.
So that's a good question, yeah. My direct line is 928-233-8811. Again, that's 928-233-8811. You can go to RCUW, which is initials for River Cities United Way, .org, and you can look us up there and contact us through the office.
Do you guys have a pretty active Facebook page, too?
Yeah, I mean, we're posting daily.
The reason I ask is because at events, another popular attraction is a selfie station. And people, you could put something up like River Cities United Way or a wall of your sponsors. Mm-hmm. Have people do their selfies, and then they can post to your event page when they do their selfies.
Oh, you know what?
So Paul's on our advertising committee.
Yeah, yes, right.
That's right.
I think I heard a volunteer.
November. November is packed.
No, see, it's leading up to November.
Oh,
so
I
see. Good. So you keep these ideas flowing.
I'm just throwing them out to you, buddy.
I'm going to write your name down here.
I'm committed right now to another
advertising.
Right
here, I see.
No, another local. Another local
Lovely.
Club, trust me.
Got it.
The Kiwanians got my time, so there you go.
We'll bring them in. We're good with them, too.
That's up to them. I'm just telling you, Robert. You know, I mean, we don't want to butt heads here on the air, but no, I'm committed already. So, anyway,
we appreciate.
What about the sponsor opportunities?
So, sponsors, Carol, you want
to
cover some?
I would love to. So, last year we had amazing sponsors that really supported our first event. I should say last year, as in 2019, that supported our first event. It was pretty amazing. The community throughout Mojave and, stood up behind this event. But I want to throw a shout out to Anderson Toyota and Unisource Energy Services. And Foothills Bank was there supporting the event, London Bridge Electric, Desert Sun Homes, and Jaduva Plumbing. Some fabulous businesses here, and they just come right forward and happily support this event, which with their support, can I throw out how much we made last year?
Yeah.
I want to successfully say that we made $20,000 profit last year, $21,081. It's a huge, huge fundraiser for River Cities United Way.
That's great.
And we have set a very ambitious goal for 2021.
Are we going to see it on the thermometer out here?
Well, you're going to see it throughout Facebook and public social media and our flyers, but we're looking to raise $50,000 this year. Okay. That money goes out fast. It supports so many organizations throughout the community, and we know we need it.
Right. How did the missing year that we just got through? I think it's safe to refer to 2019 as last
the
year.
The missing year, yeah.
Yeah, but that the COVID year, was it a terrible year for your fundraising operations and things?
Fundraising was down a little bit, but we were very active in the community. We joined along with the city and the Chamber of Commerce and the Housing Community Health Foundation, and I may be leaving somebody off, and I apologize in advance, but we formed what was called the Resource Alliance. So we were helping a lot of people in need through some grant funding, through some private donors, money that the city had gotten that they were able to provide us as well. And we helped businesses and individuals with things from rent, utilities, We were just out there. We were really helping people.
I think we talked about that on the show a couple of times during the year. So is that still in effect, or have those pretty well
faded? A lot of
now?
The funding has been dried up, unfortunately. We're kind of at the end of what we've got available. We are still applying for some grants, so there may be an opportunity to still help people in that area. But in addition to that, we were also collecting face masks, hand sanitizer, face shields. We went out to Mojave, all of Mojave County, so Kingman Bullhead schools, health professionals like retirement homes and such, and we're providing this protective equipment gear to those individuals and businesses and those in need that needed that stuff. So we were still very busy.
So you still have that protective gear?
We do. We still have quite a bit of it. So anybody who's in need of some face masks, face shields, hand sanitizers, robes, let us know. Give us a call.
That's a great resource for a lot of folks that would have to go out and get that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Robert Starkey and Carol Langford from River Cities United Way. I believe Christina Hook is on the phone. Was that you, Christina, calling in?
Oh, yeah, Better Business Bureau. They were a partner,
you believe
too.
Correctly.
All right. Well, get to you in just a second. Christina, of course, the Director of Media Relations for the Better Business Bureau, but give us the...
And also Resource Alliance partner. She's the one I left off. I knew it was going
to... Yeah,
so,
right.
So before she gets on and calls me out on it, I just want to see I got that in there.
Absolutely. And
thanks,
yeah,
Robert.
Go ahead and give us the who, what, where, when, and why on the luau again, and the dates.
Yeah, the dates
and
on
all
that, real quick. November 12th and 13th, it's a Friday and Saturday of this year. It'll be at the Nautical Beachfront Resort. Time starts at 4 p.m., ends at 8 p.m.-ish.
Okay, perfect. Anything else you guys want to add before?
Anybody who's interested in any facet of it, attendance, sponsorship, volunteerism.
Get on the list
tickets. Give me a call now, 928-233-8811. Again, 928-233-8811.
And this would be a symbolic luau, right? There's not really a pig in the ground.
No, not the pig in the ground, but the food tastes just as good.
I hear you. I bet it will be good. All right, back with more in a moment. Robert Starkey and Carol Langford, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And Brother Jim Russell, going to play one for you going out.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Not really. So.
This one's for me and Robert.
For you? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Little Metal Health from Quiet Riot. And we'll see you. I think we have you booked next month as well.
Yep.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be back with more on Speak Out for a Monday. I'm Paul Lavoie. All right, we're back on Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, SamsGuns.com, SunPower by Esme Electric, also Herb's Herbs, the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty, and of course, the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, good folks all that just want a shot at your business. Give them a try.
And we want to thank a sponsor from the Better Business Bureau, Christina Hook, Director of Media Relations. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Always good to have you in the studio. This was like a last-minute phone call deal, kind of surprising.
I'm sorry. I always like to be there in person when I can, but, man, it's been got a lot going on at the Better Business Bureau, and I just had a had a lot going on today, so thank you for allowing me to call in, and I will be there in person again soon.
Oh, it's all good. We can deal with the changes. So we have the technology, as they say, right? We're like Steve Austin and the $6 Million Man. That's not a reference you would recognize, but Jim would.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
All right. We have the technology. Let's see. We wanted to talk about the Industrious Women's Summit and a call for speakers. What's that all about?
Yes, yes. Like I said, we've got so much going on at BBB, and it's all really great stuff for the community, especially businesses. And with the Industrious Women's Summit, really great for women who are in, you know, a field that may be considered something more of a male-dominated field. And the Industrious Women's Summit is there to support these women in, you know, finding a community where they can come together with other like-minded women and have discussions on professional growth and ways to really become empowered within those generally, you know, skilled trades type of jobs.
I was going to say, when you talk about male-dominated fields, do you have anything specifically that you're referencing there?
Well, when you think about, you know, like I said, the skilled trade jobs, so often more of a blue-collared opportunity, you know, we don't generally think of construction or, you know, AC repair, HVAC, things like that. But, man, we've got some really powerful women leaders in the community all over the Pacific Southwest who are taking the opportunity right now to look at how in demand some of these jobs are. And really seizing that opportunity and entering in a field that, like I said, may be considered more male-dominated, but we've got some powerhouse women who are just taking those opportunities and running with them.
So our co-host, Jim Russell, the perfect person to bring into the conversation, not because you're a woman.
Okay.
No, but because of what you do with setting up events and that. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of construction involved.
Yes.
Have you seen that evolve over the years with more women employees, for example?
Actually, three of my longest standing employees in my organization are women. And
I know one of them.
Yeah, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, Shauna.
She cuts my hair.
She has been a major part of my events for 25 years.
That's what she said, yeah. So when you see no hair out of place on Polly's head, that's why. It's because of Shauna.
Because of my events?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's one of the. But you've seen the events world evolve over the years.
Yes.
I remember 20, 30 years ago when, women climbing power poles, that's not going to happen.
Sure.
Women welding, that's not going to happen. Yeah. But it's happened.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
And I think there's some fine paying jobs out there to be.
There are some really high demand jobs out there that are very well paying jobs. So, you know, there's no longer that divide of male and women, you know, male and women jobs. You know, it's just jobs available. And again, that's why the Industrious Women's Summit is here, to provide that support to be able to, you know, speak up and be that woman who says, yeah, I'm going to take the charge and I'm going to enter in these types of fields and get the support that's needed. So the event, the Industrious Women's Summit, is going to be held on August 20th. It is virtual again this year, which is fantastic. We get to welcome, you know, women from all over the country to attend this event. And this year we're really, really excited. We actually have Gloria Felt, who is our keynote speaker, and she is a New York Times best-selling author and feminist leader who's gained just national recognition as a social and political advocate for women's rights. So she's a very powerful speaker who will just be fantastic to kick off the event. So anyone looking to, for one, share their wisdom as well. So we're calling for speakers at this time. So anyone in town who's got some wisdom to share about how they may have entered into some of those non-traditional fields as a woman and how they became a leader, we'd love for you to share your expertise with the community. And you can do that by visiting iws.bbbcommunity.org. And there you'll find a little bit more information about the event and how you can apply to be a speaker and or attend the event.
So, go ahead.
Oh, Christine, I was just going to ask, does the BBB have any active role in helping women find positions or futures in these different dimensions through your members, or is this creating a networking opportunity, or both?
Both. You know, we're here for mentorship. We're here for the networking. We do offer lots of different accelerator programs to help women to network, to find other businesses who may be hiring. But this event is for some mentorship, professional growth, and creating that community. But it's a fantastic opportunity to meet other businesses who may have opportunities as well.
Now, you mentioned this is a virtual event that's being held online. Are you still finding a lot of success with the virtual formats?
Right now we are, yes. That's actually a really good question. So the Industrious Women Summit, it was held in person like a lot of events that we're used to. But I think that silver lining with the pandemic and turning things virtual was that we got to open it up to women across the country and even Canada and Mexico. Last year. So I think as we move forward, to kind of answer your question, we are seeing great success with the virtual. But as we kind of move forward, we do miss being in person, and once everything is safe and open, we might look at kind of a hybrid model so we can welcome people back in to our locations as well as have a virtual option.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. I would imagine a lot of seminars and events like yours, like that event there, would go to a hybrid model. That would seem like to be a very successful model for doing so. What about the BBB Job Fair? Is that here locally?
That's another great question. So just real quick, I want to send out the web address for the Industrious Women Summit just more time in case anyone is interested in being a speaker at the event or attending. IWS.BBBCommunity.org. So please visit and check it out. We hope to see you there. So moving on to the Recruit Job Fair. Like I said, so much going on, but I think it's just kind of a national known fact right now that getting employees back now that everything is opening back up, you know, employees are having a difficult time luring back in some of these job seekers to get back into the workforce. And BBB wanted to assist some of these businesses by hosting a job fair, and it is, again, we're still sticking with that virtual platform. It is virtually hosted on an app called Career Fair Plus, and it's a really, really neat app that is open to all businesses within the Pacific Southwest. It's actually, you know, an app, so anyone can access it. But for our event specifically, we're recruiting businesses in the Pacific Southwest who need employees, as well as job seekers who are looking for those employees. And within the app, a business can actually schedule a meeting right with a potential employer by choosing a time and reading over their resume right before they meet with the business, and it's all with the convenience of being online. So with this job fair, you don't have to pack up your table and your booth and go somewhere. You can actually have the opportunity maybe to recruit someone from a different location that may be looking to move with so many people transitioning right now.
Oh, okay.
Very cool. Very neat that you're making all of these opportunities so accessible.
Yes, and this one's actually pretty new. Yeah, not pretty new. This is a new event for us. We've never hosted a job fair before, but we like to help to support our accredited businesses in any way that they can, and we're just hearing a lot of that kind of frustration as things are opening back up. So we wanted to support and give this job fair a go and see how we do and see if it might turn into something annual.
Yeah, a lot of us are hearing the same thing around town with businesses that they can't find enough people, or people will come in for an interview and say, you know, can I just take that with me? Can you sign this piece of paper for me? And then they go and they could have had a job that day. They just wanted that piece of paper signed. So, I want to make people aware, that they can still call in even though Christina's on the phone. It's 854-KNTR-928-854-5687. And you have a pretty good presence on the KNTRtalk.com website, by the way. I'm pretty sure you already know that. But the latest post was from June 8th on the Torch Awards for ethics finalists. And quite a few of those were here in Arizona.
Yes, fantastic. So real quick, I'm going to jump back to recruit. Anyone who's interested in the recruit job fair, you can visit events.bbbcommunity.org, and that'll give you all the information for attending or if you're a business looking for some employees. So, so our Torch Award for Ethics, that is an annual program, and it is essentially our business awards program where we get to honor and recognize businesses who are operating with the highest ethical standards in the community. And I think 22 greater Arizona companies were recognized this year. So it's really fantastic. Those are the finalists. And later on in the year, we will be hosting fingers crossed, an in-person event to announce the winners. So we're very proud of those companies. So thank you for posting that on KNTR. We really appreciate that presence to get that information out to the community.
Well, I really like what I really like about that article that you sent us is that there's a lot of those businesses have videos that were part of the nomination process. Isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely. It's you can fill out an application, but to really get to know someone, we love to do our best to send in a video and get to know you a little bit more on a personal level. And all of those businesses will actually be interviewed as well. So once we interviewed for a video and once we announce the winners, you can view their video and hear a little bit more about their business and how, you know, ethical standards are so important to the functions of their job.
Right. And again, you can see those at KNTRtalk.com. Go to the tab that says BBB and Community, and you'll be able to see all those posts. But that latest post from June 8th is right there. And that kind of leads me up to, you want to talk about the Spark Awards.
Yes, more awards, man. You know what? We love here at the BBB. We love to offer so much to the community, whether that be education, whether that be a way to support your business needs, or whether that be a way for us to recognize businesses who are essentially being awesome in the community. And a little bit different than the Torch Awards that I just mentioned, the Spark Awards is, again, it's a new award program for us that we just launched this year. It's actually part of an Ohio Better Business Bureau who started it, but we thought it was a great idea as well. And the Spark Award actually recognizes young entrepreneurs. So people who have started a business who are under the age of 35 and who have been operating less than 3 years is who we're looking to apply for this award. And what we're looking for is to tell us how you've embodied having an ethical character, being really transparent in your culture and your team, and how you give back to the community.
So, Christina, do the applicants for this need to be members?
No, this is open to both non-accredited businesses and accredited businesses, which many of our programs and services are. So that's a great question. Well, of course, we would love for all businesses to become accredited businesses and become a part of our community. We also want to share this wealth with all businesses in the community.
Well, Jim could probably qualify. He's 35 with an exponential value of 2.
Yes.
So, or you
qualify
could sign,
for multiple awards.
Yeah, or you could
way.
Sign your business over to a under 35 person and then apply for that award.
Right. Well, if you know anyone in town, please do share. And two important points about the Spark Award. For one, the deadline is tomorrow, so this interview was perfect for me to give one more plug for the Spark Awards. So you can still go online today and apply for those awards. And where you would do that is just go to bbbcommunity.org, and over on the right-hand side with our drop-down menu, you'll see a tab that says Spark Awards. You can go ahead and go there. Secondly, there is a cash prize for this award.
Yeah.
Very exciting. So winners will receive $1,500 cash prize and some free co-working space at Ignite Spark by BBB, either in Phoenix or San Diego, which not quite close to Lake Havasu, but, travel is always an option as well.
Sure. So for those people in our listening area, who would actually qualify to apply for that Spark Award?
So any business owner or part of your ownership within your business who's under the age of 35 and who has been in business less than 3 years.
Would that include, say, Needles or Laughlin as well?
No, good question. So our service area is Greater Arizona, so not crossing over into that Nevada territory.
Okay, so Bullhead, Kingman.
Yep, Bullhead, Kingman, Bowse, Mojave Valley,
Golden Valley,
that area.
Well, we do hit, I believe we do hit Bowse.
Yes,
and
indeed.
And I know we hit Parker and Quartzsite as well, so there you go.
Yep,
Jim was trying to be a wise guy
So. Our great broadcast footprint.
Yes, absolutely. Anything else you want to add? I was thinking, you know, it takes a spark to make a torch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ignites the torch.
See, this is that marketing thing again.
You are hot today.
You know what? We love it, and we may have played with that a little bit as well because it does take a spark to create a flame and a torch within the community. So this is really that first step of those younger entrepreneurs just getting into the business market and the business platform, and this helps reinforce to have ethical operations right from the start when you start a business and then move along and become part of our accredited business community and then get yourself a torch award. So it's a great line.
Yeah, there's nothing like a young person starting out in business getting an award like that just mm-hmm. to encourage more entrepreneurship. That's great. So anything mm-hmm. else you want to add before we go on to a commercial break?
No, thank you everyone in the community for listening. I'm so happy to share all this information. And if you have any questions or if you might have missed one of those websites, please feel free to give me a call at 928-302-3701.
You beat me to it. Christina Hook, Director of Media Relations for the Better Business Bureau. And thanks so much for being with us again. And thanks so much for your sponsorship of Speak Out.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'll talk to you next month.
Sure will. All right.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Again, that's Christina Hook from the Better Business Bureau. And Jim and I will come back with a final word. We'll have about 3 minutes, believe it or not. Yeah. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaPointe.
The next train and I'll move on down the line.
All right, Paul LaVoy, Brother Jim Russell, back on Speak Out with Gary Clark Jr. Going to broaden your horizons yet, Jim.
What? It's not old country or classic country
this
or
is more like
golden oldies?
This is more like modern blues.
Okay.
So, yeah, a little Gary Clark Jr. for you on your Monday. Spice up the Monday. And always good to hear from the Better Business Bureau.
Yes.
It's a really good time of year here to remember BBB accredited businesses.
Yes, and you know, and over the years in the past, we've talked about the kind of things like the BBB can be proactive for you in checking into things where you may need services ahead of time before you need them. You know, like air conditioning repair,
and there are a lot
plumbers
of a lot of people who are new in town.
Another valid point.
You don't know anybody.
Sure.
And you can be assured if it's a Better Business Bureau accredited business
that
they're probably going to be on the up and up with you when it comes to air conditioning, auto repairs, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and those things that you you aren't really going to shop around or or check into them when it's 120 out and your air conditioning stops.
Sure, those are friend of friend businesses, aren't they?
Yeah,
a lot
they
of
are.
Word of mouth advertising.
So true.
And the one way to find out if those are legit businesses and they're fair and they charge a fair price, if they're BBB accredited, you can be assured of that.
Yeah, if you got anyone you're thinking of or if you haven't planned ahead who you'd call for a plumber or air conditioner or who you take your car to for repairs,
mm-hmm.
you could check with the BBB.org.
This is that time of year because you're looking at temperatures by Thursday, Friday over 120. It's supposed to hit 120 tomorrow,
Golly.
Which reminds me to remind people to just stay hydrated, you know, and I'm the worst. I drink soda all day. Not sugar soda, but still caffeinated beverages. Uh-huh. That's the worst. And, yeah, try to get some water in there every other glass or whatever.
Yes, and think about the pets, too.
Oh,
this is, you know, no time for pets to be out or in the cars.
Right. Or your children.
Or children, yes. Check that back seat and don't leave anybody in your car.
Definitely.
Don't think you'll only be a minute and then leave the air on and the windows up or anything.
So tomorrow's show we have Havasu Freedom Foundation. Dan De Los Santos is going to come in and talk about the Havasu Freedom Foundation and some of the things that are going on there. And then John Masden from Connected Computers. And then we'll have our Real Estate Power Hour on Wednesday. Chad from Mojave Mortgage, our
business of the year.
Yeah, wow. I used to call it Citizen of the Year thing. But, yeah, the Havasu Area Chamber's Business of the Year. He'll be in with Bobby Lewis, of course, from Coldwell Banker Real Estate. And we'll have Brian back on Thursday and then Go Lake Havasu on Friday along with Mike Bonney, GDK CPA. Hey, it's Monday. Yeah, it's Friday. And we'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.